Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another exciting edition of Monday Motivation. Hi everyone, this is Rabbi Garfinkel of Project 613 of Chicago with a live studio audience. Unbelievable. There are there's a few people here in the live studio audience at Garfinkel Family Headquarters. And boy, oh boy, does Rabbi Garfinkel have a lot to be thankful for and all of Project 613. We'd like to give a huge shout out to the Almighty Hashem, God, CEO of the universe, master of all, who blessed our fundraising campaign this past week. And the total is now up to 450 people who contributed to our campaign. That is an overwhelming show of love and support of our mission and the way that we execute it. And I am truly grateful to every single one of those 450 people who gave. And that's aside from the matching donors who gave significant funds to make sure that every dollar that was donated was doubled. So a huge shout out to everyone. I want to give a shout out in particular to our young professionals, several dozen of them who signed up for teams to spread the word, to share the opportunity to become partners in what we do at Project 613. Now, can you imagine a young professional saying, hey, I got a busy life and I'm going to take time out to support this organization that means so much to me. So I am super thrilled. I want to thank all of them for stepping up. So this was a great week, and now we're excited to go and use these funds for great quality Jewish education. All right. And now we have tomorrow's podcast. We record Sunday night here at Monday Motivation, so it's fresh in your podcast Monday morning. Drink Wars. This podcast is going to be the behind the scenes of this fundraising campaign and some of the insights that I learned from this campaign. I hope this is going to be a little funny, and yet still we are going to get to good quality Jewish ideas. All right, so here we go. So for many people, certainly in the West Rogers Park community, the classic, I would say, the Orthodox world, the match campaigns, the online match campaigns, are something that we have daily. Many of them. It happens to be that 'tis the season to have your matching campaign online. Any member of, I would say, West Rogers Park Orthodox Jewish community will have at any one time 5 or 6 different campaigns in their inboxes, email, text, WhatsApp, your friends, your families, your community. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of great and very worthy causes. It just so happened that last week there were about 5, at least, of local organizations, and all great and worthy organizations. So people were going crazy. They were getting spammed and, you know, texts and WhatsApp. You got to give to this and support my team. And okay, so that's all well and good. So what do you do? So there's certain ways that we try to distinguish ourselves. And one of the ways that we do that is that in synagogues where there's a lot of foot traffic, we put up a sign and usually a little swag that people could take home. For whatever reason, this year we ended up with a cute statement from the rabbis, which, by the way, is going to be the second segment of our podcast after this story. And some seltzer water, LaCroix, very fancy seltzer, but seltzer water nonetheless, and a cute little theme, yada, 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 and it was great. Now, at one synagogue in particular, there's not exactly places to put out your little stand of seltzer waters plus your poster board with the picture of all, you know, your advertisement. So I happened to have to schlep a table from one side of the shul. Now, this is actually a really big shul. And from one side of the shul to the next, and I schlepped the table there, and it was actually not a light table. Let's just make this an accurate story, okay? So I schlepped this table all the way, one end of the synagogue to the next, and I put it out right at the entrance. You cannot miss this sign. There's my advertisement. There's my seltzer. Take a seltzer. You know, that seltzer is going to cost people, you know, like $18 or $180, an expensive seltzer for that donation. And there it was. And I put it out there Monday night because our campaign had started, was going to start, set to start Tuesday morning. I come into synagogue Tuesday morning, and what do I see there on the table that I slept by myself? I see the advertisement and stand of another Jewish organization. Ta-da! And not only were they trying to raise more money than I was, they actually had a much better drink. They had these lemons. It's like, it's like liquid chocolate. It tastes so good. And a cute little theme, and their theme was good. Torah's Leben, which in Yiddish means Torah's life. And like down the road, they literally crushed. They had a nice sign. They had the better drinks than I did. And I looked at this, and what, of course, was my first reaction? How could they take my table? How could they outdo my marketing? How could they have a better product? And I stopped myself in my tracks when I realized that this organization is actually the organization of a very good friend of mine. And in fact, not only a very good friend of mine, this person who takes charge financially of this organization is actually a very significant donor to my organization as well. And it caused me to pause and say, hey, I can look at this in a different way. I mean, again, my first name's Rabbi, right? You know, come on, elevate. What am I stuck in jealousy over there? Okay, so I had a little recentering, and I said, let's do take two. And I looked at the table. I said, you know, this is perfect. Here's a very worthy organization. They have room on the table, and I have room on the table, and we can all get along. And ultimately, we know that money doesn't come from people. Money comes from the Almighty, and the Almighty has enough funds in his world to bless both organizations. Happily get along. Two-state solution, right? Two-part of the table solution. And I was about to stop there, and that would have been fine. But I realized I still missed the essence of the story. And take three. This kolo, this group of advanced Torah scholars that was doing their fundraiser on the same table as I was, had recently taken all of their scholars, their post-rabbinic scholars, and taken them to Israel. They had learned all of the laws of Shabbos. Now, for those of you who are listening to this podcast, who are observant, you know what it means to know Chelek Gimel of Mishnah Brura, part of the Shulchan Aruch. You know all of the Gemaras and the Mefarshim and the Nosei Kelim and the Torah Shulchan Aruch and all of the poskim down to the Mishnah Brura of what that means to know Hilchos Shabbos, the laws of Shabbos. And for those of you who are not familiar with that, imagine the several thick volumes of your Encyclopedia Britannica, okay? Knowing them at your fingertips. But it's different because Encyclopedia Britannica, when you read it, you basically understand it's just a matter of memorization. This is much more intricate and deals with application to find situations. It's really tough, people. This is tough. This is what makes a Torah scholar really a Torah scholar. So they took these rabbis to Israel to be tested by the greatest rabbis alive on planet Earth. And they tested them on every single area, sight unseen, no final exam, like the teacher tells you where the test is going to be on. and they nailed it. And they aced it. And all the big rabbis in Israel could not believe that there was a group of scholars from Chicago, Illinois, that could have mastered this material the way that they mastered it. And they mastered it by reviewing it over and over and over again. And that was what that stand was on the table. And then I looked over at my stand, the Project 613 stand. And I have to tell you a story that happened in this latest Morocco trip. Now, almost always, the people, the participants on our trip have done many classes with us and Shabbos experiences at our home. They're not raw beginners because we have preparatory classes, etc., before we go on a major trip like Morocco. It just so happened that there were a couple of guys, amazing people, from Texas. And they did the preparatory classes because we learned by Zoom together, but they had never done anything for Shabbos in their entire lives. Never. Nothing in high school, nothing in college, nothing at home, nothing, nothing. So on our Project 613 trip, this was their first Shabbos experience ever. Ever. It's like mind-boggling. Can you imagine this? Literally the first time they've experienced the central practice of what it means to be Jewish. The first time ever on our trip. And then it dawned on me. Look at this table. Look at this table. How great are the Jewish people? On the one hand, we have those Lebens, those chocolate delights trying to support, right, this amazing organization that made the most advanced scholars that knew every jot and tittle of the most intricate laws of the Shabbos. And on the other side of this table, we have Project 613 trying to take care and find any Jew out there to introduce them to what it means to experience a Shabbos. And then it hit me, it dawned on me. I imagined the Almighty Hashem looking down and saying, how great is the Jewish people? No Jew left behind, from the most raw beginner to the most advanced scholar. The Jewish people take care of our own. We make sure that every Jew has an opportunity to develop their greatness. And that was the great lesson of the drink wars, is that imagine if we were tasked with writing three different articles about this picture. The picture, in fact, I took a picture of this, and it is actually the image of the podcast. You can actually see the picture of the two stands next to each other. And can you imagine being tasked of writing the story of those three different ways of looking at this picture? The picture doesn't change. First article, Jewish civil war, fundraising civil war, the clash, the drink wars. You know, who's going to outmatch the other Jewish groups in a desperate attempt to, you know, win dollars away from each other? And that would be a terribly false, awful article. And then the next article we could write would be, you know, a nice one. You know, there's room for everyone. You know, God provides, and that's certainly true. And we, you know, there's plenty of room for everyone. We all get along in the sandbox. And that would be a fine and touching article. But we'd be missing the main point. We'd be missing the third article. The third article that says, look at the way the Almighty from heaven is looking down to the Jewish people. He's crying tears of joy. I love my people, Israel. They take care of every Jew. And it only depends on how we view it. And it's even more that it depends on our character. Most people believe in the statement, seeing is believing. But that's actually not true. Really, what we see is dependent upon our character. If we're stuck and mired in jealousy, if our midos, if our character traits are low, then we're going to see the world in a lowly way. but of our mitos, of our character traits and our ideas are higher and loftier and higher, then we might even see that there's plenty of room to share. But if we really refine our characters and we look through the vision of the Almighty in the world, we're going to see, wow, what an amazing thing that the Jewish people take care of every single one of our people. Folks, we can go through life, and it all depends on how we view it. And that is going to depend on how hard we work on our character to become the greatest and highest and elevated Jews that we can be. So I want to share with you a little bit about what exactly was on our sign. Our sign had a statement from the Talmud, Erevin Samechei Amud Beis, which means Erevin is the laws of, it's very relevant to the laws of Shabbat, of Shabbos, and it deals with the Eruv, which is the halachic device that allows us to carry outside of our homes. Okay, and it's a beautiful statement. I'll do it in Hebrew, and then we'll translate it because it's unbelievable. Welcome to the Talmud, everyone. Amar Rabbi Eloi, b'shlosha dvarim adam nikar, b'koso uvakiso uvakaso. Rabbi Eloi says, we always quote the rabbis who say it, b'shlosha dvarim, with three things, adam nikar, a person is recognized. How do you know what a person is all about? There are three ways, three simanim, three signs that indicate someone's character. Bekoso, with his drink, i.e. how he holds his drink, how he behaves when he has a little bit to drink. And I'm not talking about seltzers over here, okay? We're talking about he has a few l'chaims, some schnapps, some wine. How does someone hold their liquor? How do they behave when they've been drinking? Uva kiso and his wallet. How does someone relate to money? How does someone, is someone generous? Are they stingy? Do they promise a lot and don't deliver? Do they say a little and deliver a lot? And the third one's ubikaso, and someone's anger, someone's temperament. Is someone easy to anger? Is someone slow to anger? Are they patient? Are they waiting to burst up in any moment? And if you listen to the Hebrew, it's a beautiful, each of these three words sounds so familiar. Bikoso, his drink, bikiso, his wallet, uvakaso, and his anger. And certainly anyone who has done any bit of fundraising, you will see the character of someone come out when they are asked for money. How do they respond? Sometimes it's not the most pleasant of responses. And so after a fundraising event, you see an unbelievable opportunity to improve our characters, to become even more generous. I'm blown away with 450 plus people who said, I'm going to give him my hard-earned money and support Jewish education. And I think, and I give this challenge to my young professionals, and it's actually scary for those of us who do not necessarily look at every line item of our credit card bill at the end of the month. I know my dad is listening. Dad, I'm sorry. I didn't get your jeans in this. But I will say that if people want to know who you are, the easiest barometer is to take a look at wherever you do your spending. If it's in your bank and your debit card or your credit card, look at your statement at the end of the month. Where did your money go? Because that will tell you what is truly important to you. So God willing, we will all be able to look at the world through God's eyes on a higher elevated plane to see the real story of life, that to be a giver is the way to have a happy life, and to see that the Jewish people, we take care of every single member of our people will be able to develop their greatest potential. And God willing, when we all use our drink and our wallet and our temperament in a positive way, it will cause Hashem Almighty to smile down at us and say that I am so proud of my people. God bless. Have a great week. See you again right back here next week for another edition of Monday Motivation.